he'll be a tough matchup just because they use him in every way possible. You don't know where he's going to line up each play. You know, he's outside, he's inside. So for us, it's just, you know, having awareness where he's at and understanding how our coverage will pertain to getting him. So we're studying a lot, practicing hard this week, and really just trying to watch the film and be prepared. And we know there's also going to be some things that we haven't seen and how they're going to use him a little different. So it'll be a tough matchup.
Obviously, his athleticism is one thing, but how much of a factor is just his size alone?
Oh, I mean, it's huge. I mean, just seeing, you know, guys in practice like Gronk, you know, is a little similar just on the size thing and, you know, being able to catch a lot of different passes no matter where they're at, as long as they're, you know, it seems like within 5 feet of their body. But, you know, I think the biggest thing is just try to compete with them. There's going to be some balls that are going to be thrown in the area that only he can catch, and we'll just have to try to make it tough, you know. But he's a great player, and we know Sunday he's going to make some of his plays. We just got to make some of ours.
What's it going to take from the entire defense to put a stop to him? What's it going to take from all of you guys?
Understanding how our defense will be able to cover him and get him covered. So we'll be doing different things, and I think everyone has to have an awareness of where he's at on the field.
As good as a player as Graham is, and even Sproles, does Marcus Colston get lost in the mix there?
Not with us. We know who he is. He's a really good player, and it's similar to, you know, even like Graham, just with that catch radius and being a bigger guy, being able to catch a lot of passes, and, you know, no matter where Breeze puts it in, with Breeze, he usually always puts it where the defender isn't. So we're going to really have to, you know, just try to play the ball in some situations and be competitive.
How much do you have to pay attention to Sproles? Because it just seems like they pull everybody out and then they just dump it off to him and he can run forever.
A lot, because he's similar in Graham as far as the fact that they'll use him in a lot of different ways, you know, handing him the ball off, lining him up outside, lining him up inside, throwing it to him on check down. So with his speed and quickness is where you don't want to have, you know, trying to make an open field tackle on him every play that he has the ball. So with him, you try to surround him and gang tackle him.
Are they one of the tougher offenses to prepare for? Just, you know, like you said, just Graham everywhere, these schools everywhere, it seems like it would just be harder to prepare for than maybe
others. Yeah, definitely, because, you know, really no one on their offense lines up in the same spot, you know, every down. And then some offense you play, you know the tight end's going to line up in the tight end slot. The receiver's going to line up at X1 with Z. But with their offense, they use everyone everywhere. And, you know, for us, it'll be, you know, studying film and just being ready for that. You know, having our eyes open, being aware all game, and knowing guys are going to be all over the place and knowing how we have to get matched up and cover them.
Is Jimmy the best aerial threat you guys are going to have seen so far this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think his numbers and what he's done so far this season speaks for himself. So, yeah, he'll be probably the toughest matchup we've had, and we've had some pretty good matchups so far.
Devin, you guys are defending in the red zone. How can you use boundaries to your advantage, the fact that it's a shorter field?
I think for us the biggest thing in the red area is just knowing, you know, what a team likes, and, you know, everything happens a lot faster down there because the field's not as long. So we just try to zero in once we get in that area and understand the differences.